This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Janet Hall, a clinical psychologist, hypnotherapist, and author of 15 books and 17 recordings on the matter of sex. She is a regular on television and radio. Dr. Jan consults from Richmond Hill Psychology in Melbourne, Australia, and online at sex-therapy.com.au. Dr. Hall, a pleasure to have you with us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Well, I hope that it's going to give a lot of people a lot of pleasure.
And there you go, and that's certainly why you're here. So for starters, tell us, what is a fabulous orgasm, and why would a woman want to learn how to have one?
Well, we are so ignorant about what we are capable of. Mostly, people are going for what's called an explosive orgasm, which lasts only up to maybe 10 seconds. But you can learn to surrender and make your implosive, that means that all the energy goes inside, last for 3 minutes to 2 hours or even a half a day. And why would you want to do that? Well, for the main thing is it is pleasurable and it's free fun. It doesn't cost you any money. It's such a wonderful release of tension. It boosts your immune system. It makes your partner feel good. I mean, they don't give you an orgasm, but they can facilitate it. And it's even said it can cure a migraine headache.
Certainly a lot of positive aspects in that. Now, what types of orgasms are there for women?
Well, the we think of the clitoral orgasm as the main one. And yet there's also a G-spot just inside and underneath the clitoris. At the back, there is the A-spot just above the cervix. And there's also a thought that you can actually move your glottis in the back of your throat and have an orgasm. You can have an orgasm from the breasts. So there's just so much more that most people are ignorant of.
Tell us, Dr. Hall, and from what you're understanding, why are women not having fabulous orgasms all the time?
Well, there's three main reasons, and the first one is the ignorance about those five opportunities to have all those orgasms through not just the clitoral stimulation. Then there's the negative thinking, which is mostly taught to us by our society. That is that our parents and our priests say that only you should have sex only when you're in a marriage and to have children. Peers and... And look, there used to be, when I was growing up, other girls would say you were a slut if you had had sex by 15. Nowadays, 14-year-old girls are accusing their peers of being frigid if they haven't had sex. And then there's the very negative influence of porn, where pornography is portraying women to be enjoying anal sex most of all, and that women basically are objects. And then the third main reason women are not having good sex is just the pressure of the everyday world. We're too tired, we're too busy, and for mothers, children are not an aphrodisiac.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Janet Hall, a clinical psychologist, hypnotherapist, and author of 15 books and 17 recordings on the matter of sex, who consults from Richmond Hill Psychology in Melbourne, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Sexual Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Hall, what are the five essential ingredients for women having fabulous orgasms?
Well, first of all, I'd like to talk about how we could embrace the idea of men having fabulous orgasms too. We don't take the trouble to really stimulate our senses. There are five senses. So in terms of sight, do we take the trouble to set up the room with, you know, maybe a beautiful glowing candle, for women to dress sexy and guys to dress sexy, you know? A G-string made of leather can be quite a turn-on. Then for sound, music, you know, music is at our fingertips now. Always choose some beautiful music. And then for taste, you might have some strawberries or a glass of bubbles or sparkling water. For touch, it's just so important to touch not just the genitals, but to touch with loving hands. I think the Hawaiians have a term for massage called lomi lomi, which means loving hands. And then for the idea of the smell, I recommend that one person chooses a perfume, a scent, a cologne that is a great turn-on for both of you, and that scent is your signature scent, and that you only ever use that in the bedroom or wherever you're making love. So they're your five senses to make sure that you are actually including them. And then we might move into the five T words that I call how you think. So change that negative thinking into thinking, giving and receiving and love in sex. How you talk. We need to talk openly about sex outside the bedroom. You know, learn what does your partner like. How can you encourage them? How can you overcome any of those old restrictions that come from family beliefs? The next one is to touch. So show your partner how you like to be touched. How women mostly like to be touched on any number of erogenous zones. I think there's up to about 18. And, of course, men mostly only like to be touched on their genitals, and men need to learn to enjoy sensual massage. Tongue, I talk about the actual using of the tongue, which is kissing, licking, sucking, might be oral sex. It's whatever rocks your boat. And thrust, which is the intercourse. And, unfortunately, so much of that porn sex and just so many men who are quite naive about what women want don't realise that it's not the end of the destination that's important. It's the journey that you share. So the other thing you need to know is that maybe only 20 to 25% of women have intercourse orgasms. So take the focus away from the penis in the vagina and instead learn to have that whole body sexual experience.
And leading into the conclusion here, what are the seven keys to expand your orgasms for women?
So what you first need to learn to do is to use your breath. We think we're breathing. Well, we know we're breathing because we're alive. But to have an experience of that implosive energy coming back up through your body, you need to learn to breathe with what we call a belly breath. That's when you breathe in, your belly goes out, and when you breathe in, out, your belly goes in and down again. But babies do this. So learn to breathe big, deep, open breaths. Learn to really relax. Relax the back of your throat. Relax your pelvic floor so that you can then move into pumping your pelvic floor. So women need to practice this, and this means you're going to be prepared to have solo sex and pleasure yourself. Then another one is to learn to use sound. When you let that sound come out of your throat, it is a very, very primeval turn on. So make noises. Move your pelvic floor. Move your top of your body. Move your head. Move into the whole thing. And for women, because it takes us much longer to actually get to orgasmic release, you need to know when that's nearly there, stop stimulating, rest, relax, and then keep on, it's called edging towards the orgasmic release. And you can learn to edge for up to 2 hours, putting yourself in exquisite pleasure.
Well, Dr. Hall, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for all the information shared here per your expertise. Where can listeners get further details on your practice and yourself, and how could one also be in contact as well?
Good. Well, I have so many resources. As you introduced me, I have some e-books and audios, and I am a hypnotherapist too, so I used to say it was called hypnosex, but I say call it hip more sex. So you can find me best on the web and that's www.sex-therapy.com.au.
Well, it certainly can't get any easier than that. Again, Dr. Hall, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Oh, I've had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Janet Hall, a clinical psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, and author of 15 books and 17 recordings on the matter of sex, who consults from Richmond Hill Psychology in Melbourne, Australia. And for further details, visit drjanethall.com or sex-therapy.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.